Grace, peace, and mercy are yours from our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As we continue our series, How to Live and How to Die, I just want to remind you again that the question we're trying to get a handle on is, how do I live this life God has given me with confidence, and how do I face the reality of my death with hope? As you know, we're using the Lord's Prayer not only as a guide for our series, but we're doing so because it really serves as a framework or structure that addresses the important areas of our life. And I think it's the introduction of the Lord's Prayer that really ties all of the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father who art in heaven. The petitions that follow that, they won't help us unless we believe that the God we're praying to isn't just some far-off deity. Knowing that our God is our loving Father emphasizes that He wants to have a relationship with us. Our God wants us to know that He cares about us and wants only the best for us, as any good father does. Today we're looking at the fourth petition of that prayer, and I'd like us to read together how Luther explains that. Give us our daily bread. What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What is meant by daily bread? Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. Did you notice anything different about this petition as opposed to the first three? What were the first three? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Did you notice anything different about this petition? Pardon? Oh, that's interesting. It's imperative. I wish you'd have told me that before I wrote this sermon. It's imperative. We're telling God to do something, or we're asking Him to do something. It's about us, okay? It's not thy. When you were in confirmation, or if you've taken a class in which you've kind of studied this as a Lutheran, you'll know that the first three, and also the next three, seem to deal primarily with spiritual stuff, right? God's name, His holiness, the goodness of His will, and as we'll see in the next weeks, forgiveness, temptation, and deliverance from evil. But what does this one deal with?
Beer?
Did somebody say beer? I'm on your team, whoever that was. Yeah, earthly things. Bread. Stuff. Physical stuff. And in the Small Catechism, Luther clearly focuses on stuff, doesn't he? As you look at that list of things Luther includes, there are some things that certainly fall into the category of needs for daily living. Food, drink, clothing, house, home, land, animals, and so on and so on. But there were a few rather odd ones that we wouldn't normally think of. Shoes. Of all things, why would Luther mention shoes? Pardon, we need them for our body, okay? How many pairs of shoes do you have in your closet? And it's kind of, you know, it's a little sobering, isn't it, when you start thinking about that, how many pairs of shoes. I've got, I don't know how many pairs of shoes. I wear 2 pair. Again and again and again. In Luther's day, a good pair of shoes, you know, they're certainly important, but in Luther's day, you would have only one, maybe 2 pair of shoes. And what would life be without shoes? How important are they? Especially in winter or walking on gravel. There's another kind of odd one. Self-control. What does that have to do with our daily needs? With our bread for the day? It's kind of a stumper, isn't it? I wonder if Luther wasn't thinking here about our propensity to eat way too much bread and meat and cookies and, well, you get the picture. But what about a good reputation? What does that have to do with giving me my daily bread? Well, in his day, most of life was done by producing and selling your goods to another person, almost a bartering situation. If you didn't have a good reputation, if people didn't trust you, you wouldn't get much business. You certainly wouldn't get much of a price for what you produce, and that would certainly affect how you live. And who gets all this stuff? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayer, even to all evil people. Not just those who believe in him. This doesn't just emphasize that God is generous, which he is, but it also makes clear that God cares for everyone. Who did God send his son for? For God so loved the world. Not just those who trust in him, not just those who do nice things. Jesus died for everyone. God loves everyone. God desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the faith, of the truth. And so he loves everyone. Jesus said, "Your Father makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." You see, our bread is completely unearned. Unearned in the sense that we don't have to please God before he'll allow the plants and the animals that provide our food to do just that. Just as salvation is a free gift, so is the creation which provides our daily bread. And yet we often seem to think that everything we have is ours through some sort of transaction. But the fact is, in this prayer, it emphasizes everything we have, everything we need, really is a gift from heaven. So it appears this petition deals with stuff, physical stuff. But Luther really wasn't always so clear about this. As we've been looking at the Lord's Prayer, we've also been looking at something else Luther wrote titled An Exposition of the Lord's Prayer, but for Simple Laymen. Luther wrote this about 10 years before writing the Small Catechism. And in that exposition, which, by the way, the insert in your bulletin, the quotes there are from that exposition, in this exposition, Luther doesn't focus so much on the stuff we need, but on where we are to look when we don't have what we need. Give us this day our daily bread. And Luther begins to answer that, but how is that done? And then he says something rather strange. God has allotted us much tribulation in this world. He says that God sends or allows difficulties into our lives. There are hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods, and wars. God promises to care for us, but it seems like it doesn't always happen, at least not the way we would expect. If God is so caring, why do people go without? God has allotted us much tribulation in this world and, at the same time, offered us no other consolation than His holy word. We can have all the bread we need, but if we fall away from God, what good is that? Paul seems to be dealing with that as well in our epistle lesson. There he warns the Corinthians and us, of course, that the people of Israel had everything they needed as they came out of Egypt. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. So according to Luther, God gives us much tribulation in this world to remind us of our need for Him. Give us this day our daily bread isn't really about our need for bread, but our need for God. And if that's true, if that's what Jesus meant when He told us to pray for daily bread, it would certainly be a warning to us today. God has blessed us abundantly, but instead of turning our hearts to Him, His generosity is scorned, and our abundance actually harms us. And again, Paul speaks to this as well. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. In that exposition, Luther writes, the bread and the food are none other than Jesus Christ, our Lord Himself. Thus he declares in John 6, I am the living bread which came down from heaven to give life to the world. When we face tribulation and trouble, we look to God. And that would certainly agree with Paul when he writes, God will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape. And ultimately, the only way of escape is through the one who is the way. And Luther goes on at great length in that exposition to say that the daily bread we're praying for is Him who is the real bread of life. That praying for daily bread means asking for God's strength to endure the trouble of this world. So, the question is, give us this day our daily bread. Is it really about asking the Lord to give us strength in the midst of tribulation? Lord, give me the true bread that alone can satisfy. Is it just about being content? Or are we actually asking our Lord about stuff, the things we need for life? When I ask a question like that, if you know me well enough, my answer would normally be yes. It's both of those things. But not this time. Yes, we're to be content with what we have. Yes, we're to look for God, to God for strength in these times of trouble. That's certainly true. But in this case, I believe bread is simply bread. And Luther, 10 years after writing that exposition, seems to have come to the same conclusion. What is meant by daily bread? Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body. Our daily bread is the stuff we need to make it through this world. We need physical things, so we're taught to pray for physical things, whether that be bread for the day, or physical healing, or a good job so I can support my family. These things are things that we can pray and should pray for. We need these things. Therefore, we need God who gives these things. Jesus said, pray then like this, our Father in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. In understanding this petition about stuff, the pronoun here is important. Give us our daily bread. Does God give me my daily bread directly? Or does he give it to you so that you can give it to me so I can feed my family? The truth is, we need each other. No one can do this thing called life alone. Think about all the things that have to be in place and all the people we need that help us to put food on the table. Does the seed grow by itself? Sure. Yeah, it grows all by itself. The seed has what it needs to do that. God put it there. We can't do that ourselves. We can't take other stuff and create a seed that will grow and produce the stuff we need. Only God can do that. But it wouldn't grow properly if someone didn't put it in the ground. Think of all the people we need. Farmers, fertilizer producers, people to make the machines that harvest the crops, people who produce and sell the parts that keep those machines running, people who produce the raw materials into the various things we eat, truckers to get those products to the stores who are owned and managed by who? People. So that we can walk in and buy our daily bread. You know, these past few years, there's been a debate about essential workers. I don't think God made anyone who is not essential. We're all needed. And this petition, "Give us this day our daily bread," tells us what God does for us through others. But here's the thing that really, I think, ties all of this together. And I would also say the thing that speaks to the question of how do we live this life God gave us with confidence? And how do we face the reality of our death with hope? In that passage from 1 Corinthians, Paul said those people died because they forgot about God. They were unthankful to the one who gave them all the stuff that they needed. And Luther underscores this when he writes, "God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to all evil people, but we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving." My daily bread, your daily bread, is all the stuff we need to live in this world. It's food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. It's all that stuff and more. It's you and all those things I need to make that bread available. But only when I know and trust that all of that is given to me by a good and gracious Father who loves me. A Father who gave his Son so my sins might be completely forgiven. A Father who did everything that was needed to reconcile and restore our relationship so that I know that when I die, I go to be with him forever. Only then can I truly be filled with hope as I walk through this often difficult world and remain confident as I face the time of my death. Amen.